My friends are degenerates, but I never change them. Liars, cheats, and hypocrites, not the time for saving.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Hour number two of The Blitz. It's Tuesday. I'm Brad Kellner, filling in for A.J. Hoffman, sitting alongside Fred Fowler. Aaron Raybould is here as well. Check us out on Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN97.5. If you're not on Twitch right now, you should get there very, very soon because, well, in a matter of seconds, I would love to try to push this thing back as far as I can, but I know I'm not going to get away with that.
That's what Deshaun said.
Oh, man. Well done there, sir. Deserves a
I can't help
clap.
It. I just can't help it. Wow. I'm sorry. Yeah, and if you're on Twitch right now, Patrick Creighton's on there. So we got real legitimate superstars.
How about that?
So there.
You're not talking about the former Dallas Cowboys wide receiver, Patrick Creighton. You're talking about late hits, Patrick Creighton,
I'm
correct?
About late hits, Patrick Creighton.
Okay.
They're not the same guy?
Isles fan, Patrick Creighton. Bleep all the bleeps, Patrick Creighton. That's, yeah.
You know, the first time I heard Patrick Creighton, or that I heard that Patrick Creighton did a show on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, I was like, that's awesome. The former NFL player. Doing a show in Houston. Then I logged on to Twitch, and I don't think those are the same guys. Could be wrong, but I don't think those.
Although our Patrick Creighton says he wouldn't have dropped that ball.
Boom.
I believe him. Boom. I absolutely believe him. Hey, Father's Day is coming, so get Dad Roses. That is Four Roses Bourbon Whiskey to help celebrate. ESPN 97.5 and The Blitz are having a Father's Day tasting event with Fred and AJ featuring Four Roses Bourbon Whiskey. The event will be in the ESPN 97.5 lobby on Wednesday, June 16th from 7 to 9 p.m. And right now is your chance to win and win a spot for you and a guest. We'll do it at 5:10. So in about 8 minutes, we'll give you some time. But we'll do caller number four. I guess that's what we'll go with for the Four Roses giveaway event. Are you guys aware? I don't know if I'm allowed to say this. I don't know if I'll get in trouble for saying this, but it does not say tasting event. It says tasing.
Yeah, we mentioned that yesterday. It's a tasting event. There is no tasing.
Okay.
It's all good.
It's like, I don't know how many callers y'all are going to get if we're tasing people here.
Well, if they get to watch.
That's true.
Dude, these guys
are one of y'all getting tased. Into it. Yeah. Yeah, if it's you or AJ.
It ain't going to be me. I've done my sacrifices for this show over the years. Big Mike says, missed you Friday in Beaumont, Fred. It was a great time. Yeah, I honestly, if I had known that we were going to be in Beaumont, I wouldn't have taken the days off and gone over to Coushatta. But you know what? You could have drove over there after the show and hung out with me there and watched me get really drunk and play poker.
And you won.
I did okay.
And you met some blitzers, too.
I had a great time, man. It was just a great trip. I needed it. And it was fun to get back in a casino. I have missed that, and we're ready to go. I'll be handing caller number four for Deshaun. No, it'd be caller 22 for Deshaun.
It would be.
All right, so let's do this.
Let's do this, yep. I can't put it off any longer.
Yeah.
All right. We need to build this thing up. We've got shots of Malort.
Yeah, and Aaron and I, because we're not...
Our number jumped from 150 before break to 200, oh, so people want to see this.
Yeah, well, they want to see his reaction, because they've seen our reaction.
Well, I appreciate you guys volunteering to take a shot of this with me.
That's because we're team guys. We're, you know, we'll ride it out with you. I'm not taking much of a shot. Like, the little shot line there, I did not fill it all the way to, so okay. I will just say that.
I surpassed that because I'm a glutton for
you
punishment.
Noticed the good whiskey I gave you, I surpassed that.
Oh, I know.
Okay, just so you know that.
Do we need to toast anything here? Is there anything worth toasting when drinking this?
I got to find a good nickname for you.
Okay.
I sort of like, who was the basketball player? Who was the Jewish Jordan? I got to find something like that. So.
Okay. I'm not the program. I hear there's a guy in town named The Show, so can I just like be the program or something?
No, I need to find something that...
Tamir Goodman.
Yeah, Tamir Jewish Goodman. Jordan. That's the Jewish Jordan. Yeah. I need a Jewish cowherd is what I need. So I need something Jewish with cowherd.
Okay.
So if we can come up with that, I think we have a winner.
Ready
All right,
to go.
Salute.
Salute.
It's never as bad as I remember it. I have to say, now that we've done it so many times.
It's not good.
No.
What did I just drink?
Oh, yeah. It's the aftertaste that gets you. Yeah, I was just thinking.
It comes back for you.
I'm fine. It's like, oh, God. It's just like you swallowed a turd.
I feel like I just stuck my hand in Mother Earth, just got a combination of dirt, grass, and weeds, and ate that. That's what it tastes like to me.
It's like a really wet turd. That's what it tastes like.
I think wormwood is what they call that flavor.
Is that a thing?
I think so. It's on the bottle.
Is that right?
It says like wormwood or...
It said botanical. I think that means plants, right? Is that what botanics are? I don't know anything about smart words. I told y'all in the last segment I'm the dumbest person I know. All right. I haven't needed water or this good alcohol yet. We'll see how long that lasts. Should we talk?
No, you don't get the good alcohol until next segment.
Okay. Fine by me.
Yeah. I get it now because, you know...
Yeah, you've done this
before.
I
make the drinking rules.
Right. This is my... initiation, and then I'm leaving after the show today, so I'm not quite sure what I'm being initiated to. All right, let's talk some Texans here. The Texans have been releasing a video series on their social media accounts.
Before you do this, I got the name. One of the blitzers has the name.
Uh-oh.
The Kosher Cowherd. That's it. That's it.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Congratulations, 713. You nailed it. The Kosher Cowherd.
The Kosher Cowherd.
Making up for it. This is not Tuesday text normally.
No.
That's actually good. I'm proud of them.
Yeah, well, they're doing great. You know, I love that. All right. Sorry. Didn't mean to interrupt.
No, that's just, worth
that
it.
That was perfect. Boom. Touchdown. Done.
The Kosher Cowherd.
Yeah, it's a little hard to say. You got to, doesn't just roll off the tongue.
No.
But it will. I mean, you know, Voldemort took a while. Sort of.
Yeah, it's a great nickname.
All right. Go ahead, please.
Texans. They've been releasing a video series on their social media accounts called Building the Texans. And they dropped a video over the weekend talking about the draft. God, the aftertaste. It's still there. Terrible.
Try a little of the whiskey.
Do I get to? No.
Yeah, now go ahead.
Sure?
That would definitely help.
No, I don't want the twitchers. I don't want the blitzers to think I'm soft. So we're going to get through this. We're going to get through this. But someone mentioned that my tongue might feel like it's rotting. It does feel like it's rotting right now. Anyways, there's a video that the Texans dropped over the weekend talking about the draft. And I was really shocked to hear this. So the Texans assistant director of player personnel is interviewed. Nick Caserio's interviewed. David Culley's interviewed. There's a bunch of audio. It's like a 10-minute long video.
David Culley, who's a junkie?
The junkie himself, yeah. David Culley. He'd probably enjoy
I'm
some
tell
of the lords.
I'm going to tell you about David Culley, who's a junkie.
He's an absolute junkie. Matt Bazergin? Do we know the name of this guy? I probably just botched it. Yeah. There we go. We didn't botch it. So in this video, he's talking about Davis Mills, and he's talking about why the Texans were infatuated by Davis Mills and why they ended up taking him with their first pick in the third round.
Davis Mills' pro day. It was a steady rain that day. Davis showed a lot of composure, threw the ball pretty well. He's a very natural thrower. He handled the elements well that day as far as his accuracy and putting the ball on his receivers pretty well.
They really liked how he handled the elements. They liked how Davis Mills threw in the rain. Did the Texans know that they play in a retractable roof stadium?
Where they never open the roof?
Where they never open the roof. And also, one of the teams in their division, Indianapolis, plays in a dome. So more than half of the Texans' games every year are going to be guaranteed inside. So weather should not be a factor, yet you get the assistant director of player personnel saying, the reason we fell in love with Davis Mills was because he could throw the ball in the rain. Makes no sense.
I know they're doing what they can to try to justify these picks, but they're now some of their sycophants are getting out there and saying stuff like, oh, well, if he had stayed in school another year, he'd be a high first round pick next year. And, you know, Nico Collins should have gone in the first round. He just opted out. So we really got two first round picks.
Every team does that every year.
I know. I remember way back in the day that I used to work with a guy who was a Cowboy fan, and he was just one of the obnoxious Cowboy fans.
That's most of them.
And no, there's some good ones.
Well, I say that as a Cowboys fan.
Yeah,
right? Most of them are pretty obnoxious.
But he's like basically doing the same thing with their first four picks. Like, oh, all these are first round picks. Like, no, they're not, just because you took them. So, I honestly don't know if Davis Mills can play. There's not enough, to me, there's not enough of a body of work to judge. And maybe he turns out to be something. If I were a betting man, and I am. No, he won't. Because, frankly, I don't trust anyone in this front office to know what the hell they're doing. And as long as one fish, two fish is there, as long as Cal McNair is there, and I had hoped... And I was trying to give Nick Caserio the benefit of the doubt, So you know what? Maybe he's going to be the adult in the room. But here's what I've seen since he's been there. He's hired a puppet head coach that was on nobody's radar. Basically put the staff together himself. Orchestrated a draft that I have a lot of questions about. The one thing I will say he did well, oh, he's also signed a bunch of guys who probably can't play a lick, but that's all right. They're better sucky players than they had last year. The one thing I'll give him credit for is cleaning up the salary cap mess. But I don't want to say it's so easy a caveman can do it, but as Aaron can attest, I was telling you all these things you could do to fix the cap for months. So, you know, that's not exactly brilliant. And, I mean, all I see is a guy who basically wants to be typical Patriot, who runs everything. You know, that's why he gets a head coach. He's just happy to have a job so that he's so involved in everything. And if it sounds a lot like Bill O'Brien and it quacks like a Bill O'Brien and it claims it doesn't understand the draft like a Bill O'Brien, it's just a Bill O'Brien in a different position.
I was going to ask if there's anything positive we can take from Nick Caserio. Like, has he done anything? And look, you don't want to make your judgments on a guy who signed a 6-year contract before he even starts year one.
Right.
And he was dealt a pretty awful hand. Now, he's made it more awful, but it was pretty close to a 2-7 offsuit, what Nick Caserio was given. But is there anything you could point to? Is it just the salary cap thing that says this might be the guy who's going to be able to get us through this rebuild?
Nothing that says that. What I'm seeing is a lot of, like, I don't think he's done everything wrong. Like, I thought picking up Marcus Cannon was a good pickup from the Patriots. I thought that helps the offensive line. That's a solid addition for a pretty cheap price. And again, some of the salary cap stuff he's done. But it will have to play out on some of these guys he signed on 1-year deals as to whether or not they turn out to be worth something. I'm very skeptical because all they do is go and get old Patriots.
Yeah.
And
12
and
on the roster.
You know what? I'm just going to tell you, if you're going to go get Patriots, former Patriots, there's only one. Otherwise, stop it. Because the rest of them are just, you know, they're not even, this is not even a cover band. It's not even a Patriots cover band. It's embarrassing. And, somebody says, there's a lot of stuff I want to get into now. But I just think that the problem is you have an owner who, and we'll get to this with Jerome, hopefully, about his column. But you have an owner who clearly doesn't know what he's doing, who trusts the wrong people. And listen, that can happen in any kind of management situation. You can trust the wrong people in any business. And that's a problem because he's easily led astray. And now you've got Easterby out there who, oh, nobody knows what he does, but he's involved in everything. And, you know, who goes from being a motivational speaker, which I don't want to judge a guy based on one video because maybe it was his worst appearance as a motivational speaker. I don't know about you, not motivated. I found him pretty amusing.
One fish, two fish, red fish, blue fish.
Shout out to the fish.
You know, it's still not funny. He said it would be funny later. And
that's funny right there.
I haven't found it funny at all.
Yeah, it's pretty. When you have to tell people that's funny,
that's when you know.
Usually you might have missed the boat on that.
Oh, man.
Fun fact, Joe Rogan does not have to tell people when he's on stage. That's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I never heard.
Neither does Dave Chappelle.
I never heard Eddie Murphy back in the day say, oh, that's funny right there.
Never heard Seinfeld say it.
No, me neither. Hey, CBS Sports has released its annual rankings of the top 100 players in the NFL. Y'all can guess how many Texans made the cut. And also, so close to Deshaun Watson being the perfect number on this list, but we'll get to that. Guys, I just took a horrible shot of liquor. If you want some good liquor, Fred's got to tell you something.
Not good liquor. It's great liquor. Great bourbon. And that's what Four Roses is all about. And looking forward to having that tasting with you guys here. And we got one more of those giveaways today, so stick around for that. But guys, Father's Day is coming. You want the best gift, right? And I'll just tell you, as a guy who likes bourbon, as a guy who is a father, if my kids were smart enough to bring me the Four Roses small batch for my Father's Day, you know what? I would probably be okay with sending them money for school and stuff. I'd probably take care of all that because it would be a great gift. And you want to do something special with your dad on Father's Day. And you know what? This is one of those where I always wish my dad was still around because I'd love to take a bottle of Four Roses there and mix up some drinks and sit there all afternoon and talk about how crappy the Texans are, because that's what we would do. And Four Roses Small Batch is terrific. If you go to fourrosesbourbon.com, you can learn all about them. You can pick them up at all your liquor stores in town, especially the Specs. And if you go to fourrosesbourbon.com/summer, they'll give you all kinds of great drink recipes. Four Roses Bourbon. Make it a special Father's Day with Four Roses.
You're listening to The Blitz.
Lock and load, boys.
On ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Welcome back to The Blitz. Alongside Fred Fowler, I am BK Brad Kellner, in for A.J. Hoffman today. Appreciate y'all hanging out with us on a Tuesday. What do we got here, Aaron? What is this music that you're playing?
This is a band called FaceTime, so okay. All day today is just local music.
Yeah, we do local music Tuesdays, where we highlight bands from around here, and we've got a lot of great ones. One thing that we've always tried to do is you know, play these local bands and get their names out there, and Aaron will tweet out all the bands, so if you want to go find them and buy their stuff, I highly encourage it, and support the local artists, and that's something that we do every Tuesday, and we will... As long as I'm alive and part of the show, we will continue to do it, no matter how the show plays out. But yeah, there's and I found some great bands through that stuff too, and there's some really good music that we have. So
that's awesome.
I also want to mention one of the things you'll learn if you're around here more. We have kind of a weird restroom configuration. So, well, first off, it's nasty in there. You'll find green stuff on the urinal. People don't flush.
Yeah,
they throw used. Not toilet paper, but like used paper towels that they use as toilet paper into the paper towel thing. I mean, it's just, it is disgusting. Mm. But I think the weirdest thing about it is like the back stall. And those of you who have been here for the listener parties, you know how this restroom looks. There's a back stall that is the doorway to like some kind of mechanical room.
Is that right?
Yes.
So there's like a back door that opens up.
There's a door in there, yes, in the stall that opens up into a mechanical room.
Oh, man.
And so you can randomly go in there and be peeing, and some guy walks out carrying a ladder right behind you. So just, that was me a few minutes ago.
Wow.
So.
That doesn't seem sanitary, and that's also pretty disgusting.
It's not as disgusting as some of the other stuff I've seen there.
Yeah, I've been in there a couple of times. I'm going to take leaks, and there's just water everywhere, especially by the sinks. There's just a bunch of loose water all
over
the place.
Yeah, that's an actual plumbing problem that could be fixed.
Okay.
It's just not getting fixed.
Interesting.
It's been that way for, let's see, I've been around this place for 7 years now, so it's been that way for at least 8 years.
Like, I'm always the guy who washes his hands after using the bathroom, but, like, when I look at that, I almost don't want to wash my hands because I feel like I'm going to get dirtier from being there than if I just left. I don't know.
Yeah, it's – and then lately – now, here's a little inside info. Go down to the second floor because there's hardly anybody down there. And
it's
now,
fancy.
It's fancier. Mm-hmm. Now, when there's some kind of – I don't know what it is, whether it's child services or something, but before the Rona, people would bring kids down there. And you want to talk about disgusting.
Oh, man.
You don't want to go anywhere near it. But now, no kids. So
I think it was a pediatrician.
Oh, was it?
At one point, I thought so. And I think they moved.
Hmm.
Interesting. Because
they gutted most of the second floor.
I'm glad
they
that's
moved everybody around.
I'm glad that's a thing here, though. That's a thing at the station in Austin where everyone goes to different floors to use their bathrooms.
Yeah.
Like, you'll just run into somebody on the staircase, and you'll give the little head nod, like, we both know what's going on here.
See, you're going to want to get a bidet put in there now, and we can't afford that. I'm just going to tell you, the station can't afford that.
No.
Actually, what we're going to do is we're going to take half of AJ's program director office. The new program director will get half of that, and then we'll put in a private bathroom just for Brad.
Wow. How about that?
I mean, you're paying for it.
Even if I don't work.
You're not going to get paid for the first 2 years.
Dang it. It's coming out of my paycheck, huh?
No, obviously the parents can afford it. So they're going to be buying that kind of toilet at home.
Yeah. Well, I messed up working in radio, didn't I?
Somebody was asking about how wasn't there someone that used to smoke weed in the bathroom? Yes, and there was someone that we all suspected. And funny how it's kind of quit since that person's not here anymore.
Oh, wow.
So,
okay.
Coincidence?
Yeah, bathroom etiquette's very interesting at the office. So during the ice storm, it obviously hit us in Austin the way it hit y'all in Houston. And there were about 8 of us who spent a week sleeping at the station. And I was part of the unhateful 8, if you will. And at some point during that week, there was a deuce dropped on the floor in the bathroom. Like on the floor. And it was just left there. And the janitor had to clean it up. And we've gone full-fledged investigation to try to figure out who it was. And we haven't found out who it was yet. And I don't trust anybody I work with
anymore. I'll just tell you this. If you watched a little more Law & Order, you'd figure it out. Because guess what happened? When somebody stole beer here, who figured it out?
You did.
Who went to look in the trash can at one of the suspects? Yeah. And said,
Well, you and Fred would have, or you and AJ would have gotten that person fired the second that happened. You would have figured out who did it, and they would have been fired immediately.
Well, it now his defense, and if I was his defense lawyer, and pretty soon we'll talk to a pretty good lawyer, and he'll probably tell you. The problem is people do put beer in that fridge just for people to take. And so that was his excuse. It didn't stop him from being convicted. But, yes.
I'm saying dropping a deuce in the middle of the bathroom floor.
Oh, no.
You two would have gotten that guy fired once you found out.
Oh, yeah,
definitely. You would have wrapped up that case in 2 days. Whoever that guy would have been gone.
Even if it was you, you're gone.
I know.
And, dude, and we're doing DNA testing. Mm. Like,
You also didn't hire an actual caveman to do this. Oh,
man, I would have sent it to my friends at the lab. We would have gotten back all... I mean, a full scan on this thing.
Oh, man.
And, you know, blood tests and everything else. Yeah,
the last 4 meals they ate, they were probably all vegan because it was Austin. No,
whoever did it, they would be doomed. Because, you know, it doesn't take much to get a little DNA. And you've left it out there. Just saying. And all I have to do is make it part of your employment. And we have to get a DNA swab. Okay, boom. You're gone. See ya. Mm. That simple.
I think you can get DNA from what Deshaun Watson has left over the last few months and years. We've got a CBS Sports ranking of the top 100 players in the NFL. One Houston Texan on the list is Deshaun Watson. He's number 23, Fred. So close.
Yeah, we just need one more lawsuit. It'll work out.
Yeah, and there were 23 at one point, right? And then somebody dropped. So do we blame her for dropping the lawsuit for not making this the most perfect list ever?
Maybe so, yeah. Somebody says sounds like an Always Sunny episode. I remember that. It was Danny DeVito did it.
Yes.
Because turds are funny. Yes. That was the whole show was for that one joke.
To try to figure out.
Yeah.
What a show that is. Deshaun Watson, the 6th-ranked quarterback in the league. You cool with that? The guys who are ahead of him, Patrick Mahomes, Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, Russell Wilson, and Josh Allen. Deshaun Watson, legal situation aside, 6th-best quarterback in the NFL right now?
Yeah, before he became an air humper. Mm-hmm. I would say that's probably fair. You know, and you can make arguments about a couple guys behind him, about a couple guys ahead of him, but I think that's a fair ranking.
Would anybody else on the Texans even be close? I mean, who would
Laramie Tunsil should be in there, and he's not. We talked about this last week.
Oh, sorry. Out.
But, no, he's not in there, but he should be. People forget he actually played really well last year for a crappy team.
Yeah. And doesn't get a lot of recognition there. The top 10, y'all talked about the top 10 last week too?
I don't remember, man. I'm old and I drink a lot, so go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Patrick Mahomes, number 1. Aaron Donald, number 2. Aaron Rodgers, number 3. Tom Brady, number 4. Too high for
I think that's too high. I mean, it's hard to deny his greatness, but as far as just actual playing ability right now, that's a little too high.
Number 5, Travis Kelce.
Too high.
I agree. Number 6, TJ Watt.
That's about fair.
Runner-up for Defensive Player of the Year.
I think that's fair.
And he's the 2nd-ranked defensive player on this list. Number 7, Davante Adams. Is he that good?
I thought Aaron Rodgers didn't have anybody around.
That's what they said. That's what he says.
Okay. All right. Just checking.
And number 8, Russell Wilson. Number 9, the Aggie, Miles Garrett. And number 10, Josh Allen. See, legal situation aside, if I'm starting a franchise, I'm taking Deshaun Watson over Josh Allen.
I would have said that before last year.
Okay.
But Josh Allen played really, really well last year. Now, can he continue that? There's a lot of guys, and I don't want to put Carson Wentz on him. Carson Wentz was having an MVP season before his knee blew. Derek Carr, a few years ago, was having an MVP-type season before he got hurt, and Bill O'Brien got his only playoff win at home against the Raiders because it was a backup quarterback who couldn't even start for the Houston Roughnecks, was starting for the Raiders. But, and then those guys weren't really the same. So everybody can have a big year. It's just, can you sustain it? Mm-hmm. And I think he can, and I hope he can. But, you know, you never know. And but I thought he was, I would have not, you could have bet me $100 before the season last year that there's no way I'd take Allen over Watson before the end of the season, and I would have had to pay you off.
I was so wrong on that guy. I just never thought he'd be good. I mean, watching him in college, looking at his numbers college.
But the problem in college, he really did have nothing around him.
That's true.
That was such a crappy team. And physically, he was talented. But he also seemed very raw, like it was going to take a while. Well, he's gotten better faster than I thought he would.
Yes. Yeah, I get a little weary of guys who can't win against lesser competition in college. But like Daniel Jones was that guy for me. Right at Duke, he couldn't beat teams like North Carolina. Mitch Trubisky at North Carolina couldn't beat Duke or NC State in important games in college to try to win a conference championship. I'm usually not high on those type of guys. I wasn't on Josh Allen, but yeah, an MVP candidate last year. So there's your only Texan on the list. You've got four Cowboys on there: Zach Martin, DeMarcus Lawrence, Dak Prescott, and Zeke Elliott. As weird as it may sound,
is Zeke really a top 100 player?
I was going to ask you that. He's in the top 60 on this ranking. I don't think he is a top 100 player in the NFL right now.
And not based on last year.
No. No explosive runs. I mean, he didn't have a run of more than 30 yards last year.
I think there's some explanation for that. I think part of it is the offensive line is not what it was when he came into the league. And, you know, he's not getting 4 yards free like he was when he first came into the league.
Mm-hmm.
I also think that the injuries have slowed him down a little bit. And most running backs wear down unless you're Derrick Henry, apparently. And speaking of MVPs, lawyer Dave. And you know what? I saw an accident this morning where guy runs a red light and hits a poor guy who's just trying to go to work. And my first thought was like, maybe you should call lawyer Dave. Isn't that what they should do?
That's exactly what they should do, Fred. Hey, Blitzers, it's David Mestemaker, lawyer Dave, Avogado David, lawyer for the Blitzer family. If you have any kind of an accident, give me a holler at 713-626-8900, and we'll figure it out together. And if there's a way I can help you, I sure will.
See, I thought it was Abogado El Tigre Tejano.
Well, that's also true. Yo soy Abogado David El Tigre Tejano. That's me.
Yeah.
Any of you folks that have Spanish-speaking family members, I got a load of Spanish-speaking family members. And myself, I speak Spanish good enough to get by. So if you got a question in Spanish, hit me up. I'll be glad to help that out, too, for sure.
See. And the great thing about Dave is he doesn't charge for consultation. So if you're in an accident, there's no money out of pocket. You'll even send them to get medical attention if they can't afford it or they don't have insurance. And they don't pay a dime until you win.
That's exactly right. If you need to get to a doctor and you don't have transportation or you don't have money or both, we'll arrange for you to get a ride. We'll find a doctor in your area and the specialty that you need with no money out of your pocket up front. Get the treatment, get better, and with any luck at all, we'll get you some money, too.
All right. Let them know how they can get in touch with you, my man.
You can call me at 713-626-8900. You can email me at lawyerdave.com or tweet me at lawyerdavelaw or through my friend Fred, who I see quite regularly. He knows where I am 24/7.
Yeah, if you can't remember all that, you can always just email me or hit me up on Twitter, and I'll get you the information. All right. If they need a lawyer, what do they do?
They had better dial Dave. Hey, don't let me
see. I'm here. You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
I don't blame it, Don.
Mm-hmm.
is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
It's The Blitz. Brad Kellner filling in for A.J. Hoffman alongside Fred Fowler. We've got Aaron Raybould producing. Hoping to speak with Jerome Solomon of the Houston Chronicle here in a couple of minutes. He wrote a story that went viral yesterday. Did you see this?
Yeah, I was hoping that we would get him on to talk about it, but Jerome's about as reliable as my second ex-wife, so, you know, maybe he'll be here, maybe he won't, but...
Well, I've got this.
Yeah, he's ghosting us now. He's big timing. He's wow. He now does shows like The Bench that are fancy and have professionals, so he's too good for us.
I heard him on this morning. He can't go twice in one day, huh?
No, he doesn't have the skills to do that anymore. Oh, he can't go twice in one. We know that. Like, the guy hurt himself gardening. Come on.
I told him to reach out to you because I figured you'd have some tips and tricks to help him go more than once, but...
Yeah, I don't have that live read yet. That should happen in the next couple days. That would have been a good setup for it, though.
That would have been perfect. So we'll wait and see if we hear from Jerome. But did you see this story a couple of hours ago?
Oh, ah, there he is.
Perfect timing.
I knew I would shame him into showing up.
Well done. Jerome Solomon of the Houston Chronicle joining us now to talk Houston Texans. What's up, Jerome? How you doing today, man?
Life is good. Just busy as all get out. But, you know, you guys are the most important thing on my schedule. Every Tuesday, I go out of my way to make sure this happens.
Yeah.
Occasionally.
Occasionally. reasonably occasionally. But, now that you've gone national for your Texan season ticket story, which I meant to text you the other day. I thought that was awesome the way you did it. But
thank you.
But I think it really takes us to a bigger picture thing here. You go from 12,000 to 1 in, what, a couple months? And you think about
weeks.
Weeks?
No, weeks. Mm. Yeah, my number in like May the 11th, and within 2 weeks they were calling me saying, "Hey, congratulations." I was like, "For what?" That's not good on any level. I'm not giving you a nickel.
Yeah, I don't know.
It is a little nutty.
I don't know if congratulations is the right word. It's like, "I'm sorry, sir. I'm sorry to inform you, but you're next on the list of season tickets." Right. Oh,
so that was how they addressed the phone call?
That's really bad news for you, sir.
So you answer the phone call, and they're like, "Congratulations, you've passed, you've made it, you're number one on the wait list, you can now get your Texan season tickets." That's how it went?
Exactly. You know, like I said, it threw me off because I answered it because the number, I can tell from the number that it's from NRG because everybody uses that exchange from there. So I, you know, thought it might have been Jack Easterby or something. I was wrong.
That's funny right there.
And the guy started talking. Yeah, he started talking and telling me, you know, asked me what package I want. Whoa, what? No, bro. And no. But I didn't even have a good, clever response at the time because I was caught off guard. I was like, no, that ain't happening. But I said, just email me. And so they sent me an email offering me to buy, you know, whatever I wanted. I'm like, no, that's okay. But yeah, it is to go from, I mean, they had over 19,000 on that wait list before. And in 2018, I still have that email. I was 16,000 and something. So I moved up to 12,000. But to go, that must really have a lot of people who did not renew and a whole bunch of people in that line ahead of me who said, no, I'll pass, because for it to get to me. And I assume they kept that. Well, they had to keep on going because they're still selling tickets.
Wow. And
whoever was and how far they went down it.
Well, and the thing is, they've always been able to count on that. Are the fans finally sending a message to Cal and Jesus Easterby and Nick the Idiot that they're sick of this crap? Is this finally what's happening, or is it kind of a combination of, no Deshaun, the COVID, we don't have money to spend? I mean, what do you think?
Well, it is definitely the message, Fred, but it's too late. I mean, what's Cal going to do? Fire Bill O'Brien? They already did that.
Well,
you know what I mean?
He just hired a GM who's the same guy who's also running everything. So,
yeah, but he just hired him.
Yep,
so
6-year deal.
You can't, nobody's not renewing or buying season tickets because of Nick Caserio and what he's done. You know what I mean? So there's nothing Cal can do except win, and he can't do that. The team is incapable of doing that right now. So it's, but this is a message that they would have sent this message last season during the season had fans been allowed to be able to go to the games, a full house. You know what I mean? So they missed that. They didn't, as I've said many times, the fans didn't get to boo Bill O'Brien. Hmm. Basically, you know, I mean, he got to get his money and leave and be fired without having to deal with the people showing up and voicing their displeasure. So I think it's going to be that kind of a season where when they start losing, the boos are going to come in the first quarter of games, and it'll be ugly with empty seats, and eventually they won't have a sellout. It's just it's impossible for them to do it again, all season again. I just don't see that streak continuing.
Jerome Solomon of the Houston Chronicle joining us here on the Blitz, ESPN 97.5, 92.5. Jerome, I'm not sure if you saw this, but a couple of hours ago, a Minnesota Vikings columnist mentioned that the Texans wanted to draft Kellen Mond at pick 67. Well, Kellen Mond went pick 66 to Minnesota, so the Texans obviously end up with Davis Mills. Do you believe that? Have you heard anything from the organization that would maybe hint to that being the case? And also, where are you at with Davis Mills and this whole project right now for the Texans?
You know, one of the things is, under Caserio, there will be very little discussion of what they thought they were going to do. We won't get any of those kind of, or many of those, until coaches leave and get fired and go other places and then start telling us what was happening then. But clearly they wanted to get a quarterback because if you go out of your way to draft Davis Mills where they did, and that's your first pick of your reign, you are trying to get one even when it just doesn't seem to make sense. It's a lottery pick, you know, and I mean, the guy could turn out to be good, but is it really worth taking a chance on him in the situation that they're in when they need so many players at so many positions? It befuddles me as to why you would make that move unless you really believe he is that good. But that story there tells me you thought Kellen Mond was better, you know, and everybody in the NFL thought six or seven other guys were better. How good could he be? That's just stupid. Basically.
Yeah, they're coming out of Minnesota. That's always one of those things that whenever you hear a story like that, it feels like it's coming from the team to make, you know, make their pick look better, too. It's like, oh, these guys really wanted them the next pick.
Exactly. Yeah, those are the ones you're always wary of, is when the local team is like, hey, everybody wanted the guy that we got, really? So they passed on him how many times?
Yeah, because if you believe the Texans, oh, Davis Mills stays in there another year, he's a first-round pick. Oh, everybody wanted Nico Collins. He should have been a first-round pick. That's what the Texans want you to believe.
And that's, we all know, it's politics, and you're just pumping up your guy. And he could turn out to be great. Both of them, they could be Pro Bowlers in a couple of years. I wouldn't bet on Davis Mills doing that, though, at all. But, yeah, the Texans aren't even – they're not even trying to sell us on their draft picks. Hey, he's not a draft expert. That guy who runs the draft for them.
I'm not a draft expert.
Yeah.
Hey, Jerome, I asked Fred this earlier. I want to pick your brain here too. Is there anything that Nick Caserio has done in his first offseason? Look, you don't want to close the book on a guy who signed a 6-year contract early in his first year, but is there anything that he's done that gives you hope, that gives you faith that he can be the guy to lead this franchise through this rebuild?
Oh yeah, he worked for the Patriots for 20 years. So
that's it.
Hey, that's all we got.
Yeah.
But, so if you didn't learn how to do some of this there in that length of time, you're a moron. Mm-hmm. I don't think he's a moron.
I don't know.
So
look at the rest of the organization. He got hired by a moron. His partner in crime is a moron.
Yeah, that's 2 out of 3 at the top, but I'm still gonna give Caserio some time to show us what he's made of and what he can do. Because I think he knows how to do this. You know what I mean? I think he's seen it done at the highest level. He knows how to do this. Now, being able to do it is a different story. You know, Bill O'Brien didn't know how to do this, and yet he wanted to be a general manager. He hadn't even seen it done. He'd only worked for the Patriots for a few years, and he wasn't in a position to be seeing how the organization was run, because Belichick doesn't run it like that. So this guy here is a general manager. That's what he's supposed to be doing. He was going to be the general manager of some team in the NFL. It just happens to be the Texans, and we'll see, you know, we'll see what he can do. He's not off to a great start, no question.
All right, Jerome. So you got the show here on Sunday mornings. You got I texted Jerome a couple weekends ago. I was sitting there right before the Astros game at one of my watering holes, and there's Jerome sitting there interviewing a swimmer on AT&T. So you got that show, and you got the one here. Tell all the people how they can get everything besides your collar.
We got shows on AT&T Sportsnet where we're on almost every day over there. But Sunday nights at 7:30 is when the episode debuts. I'm going to have a great one this week because I sat down with John Randall, and he's just hilarious. A bunch of great stories from him. And Houston Sports Show, back on TV, will start again on June 19th on CW39. And, of course, Texas Sports Nation is on every Sunday night, 11 o'clock, Channel 2.
All right.
And, that's why I got to tell you how busy I am, so how appreciative you must be when I come on and give you this 7 or 8 minutes of gold.
See, like that. I get on the weekends if I say, "Hey, let's go have a beer." It's like, no, I got 10 shows to do. But Tuesday, come on.
Beer. We can do a beer.
Oh, fine.
You want to talk?
Pretty sure you gave John like 14, 15 minutes of your time this morning.
Yeah, he woke. He caught me when I was asleep. So you know that he stole that one.
Man. Well, Jerome, we appreciate you jumping on, man. Thanks for the time, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, gentlemen, you're doing good stuff this week, man.
I appreciate that, man. There he goes. All
right, later.
Jerome Solomon of the Houston Chronicle. Follow him on Twitter at Jerome Solomon. Very easy. It's the Blitz. He's Fred Fowler. I'm Brad Kellner, filling in for A.J. Hoffman. Rocking and rolling for another hour and 20 minutes. We've got the gem of the day coming up. A school principal is being sued for taking raunchy photos at school. We'll give you the details next on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Welcome to the game.
Into the dust. This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
A Tuesday edition of The Blitz rolls on alongside Fred Fowler. I am BK Brad Kellner in for A.J. Hoffman today. A.J. will be back on Friday enjoying some averagely deserved vacation. Do we call it well-deserved vacation?
No, he doesn't deserve it.
Okay.
He just does it.
I mean, short time, and you always leave him in 2 months.
AJ always bitches about, this guy takes so much time off. This guy takes so much time off. And then, you know, like, everybody should work Memorial Day. And then, like, he's been gone. Yeah, he's off all the time. This is stop.
One of those guys.
Stop.
It's ESPN 97.5, ESPN 92.5. Coming up in about 12 minutes, we'll talk some Astros baseball. The Astros getting set to open up a three-game series at Fenway Park. That'll actually start around 6:15 this evening, so we'll preview that series and talk about what the return of Michael Brantley means for the Stros lineup. But right now, as we usually do at this time on this show, it's time for our gem of the day.
Whoops.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Panhock Jeweler gem of the day.
The gem of the day, Fred. You're trusting me to give you this one today?
Yeah, I mean, I have plenty of them.
Okay.
Because, okay, a little secret, when we decided we were going to do the show this way today, I still went and did my whole show prep the way I always do.
Man.
Just as a backup, just in case.
Okay.
You know, because I figured, well, you know, if it starts struggling, I can jump in with, you know, I got a couple little midget stripper stories and things like that. And I did have some gems of the day, but including a guy getting stabbed with a sword following a tenant dispute, which I'm a big fan of sword play. And but anyway, go ahead.
You're I feel like I good. Should throw it to you. I mean, I like my story, but I don't think it's as good as...
Let's hear yours. Mine can always come up later in the show. We're not limited to the gym of the day.
We can't do a gems of the day. That's not part of the sponsor.
We do that sometimes.
Okay.
Yeah, it just depends on the mood.
Well, I'll go with this one real quick. We've got 35-year-old Giselle Vasquez suing 42-year-old Evelina Medina. Okay, so what happened here? Well, Vasquez...
Is Evelina Medina her given name?
I believe so.
She didn't, like, get married into that?
No, and not an adult film name either.
No, she should slap her parents. But,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not great. So Vasquez was hired to do clerical work as a school secretary at a magnet school in New York. But the work changed pretty early on. The lawsuit filed by Vasquez alleges that she was forced to take raunchy photos of the principal, her boss, posing in a thong at school in school bathrooms. And she was told to store the shots on her cell phone along with D-pics from her lover and other illicit images. The principal enlisted the underling's help in order to hide the sexy snaps from her husband and save them for her lover, according to the school secretary and her attorney. One time, Medina texted Vasquez a photo of a man lying in his bed in his underwear, and then Vasquez was told to save the picture on her own phone. The next day, Medina ushered the secretary into the school bathroom and ordered her to take a photo of her. She hands her the phone and says, close the door. Then she proceeds to lower her pants to her ankles, turns around and exposes her buttocks in a thong and posed. And apparently, the principal asked the secretary to edit out the cellulite from the picture as well.
That's a good call.
Who wanted some Photoshop work done for the lover. So, and this went on for a couple of years, and Vasquez tried to complain to HR, but they just told her that she needed to file a request to transfer. When she did that, her request got blocked, and apparently the principal one time tried to set her up with her lover's brother, and it did not work. So Medina is being sued by Vasquez, and she is also suing the school district, the school itself, a couple of other principals, superintendents as well. And that's what's going on here in New York. At a private magnet school, a principal is asking a secretary, was asking a secretary multiple times to take close to nudes in the school bathrooms while the kids were in school walking around.
All right, unpopular opinion. You were there for 2 years and... You know, who told you that if you went to HR, they would tell you? I mean, seriously.
I'm a little skeptical of that, too. I feel like there's a way to get out of that situation.
This feels like, okay, she was doing this. She was kind of into it. Something happened between them, and she either quit or lost her job, and now she's looking for recompense.
Yeah, poor Maureen asks if the principal's last name is Watson. No, I don't believe it is. I don't think there's a way I can show anybody the picture, can I? Because there's actually a picture in this article I'm looking at right now. And
I mean, you could send it to me, and I'll tweet it out from the show account. People really want it that bad.
Let me tell y'all, it's not worth wanting that bad.
Listen, if you want to see naked people on the internet...
And she's not naked, too.
Oh, okay.
That makes it even worse. I mean, it's half naked from the bottom down, but even then she's...
And Photoshopped?
There's Photoshop going on there, and... there's just not a lot of attraction going on in the first place. I want to hear your story, though. Do we have time for the tenant stabbing story?
I don't know. It looks like
we're pushing it.
Yeah.
Okay, we save that for later.
Maybe we'll get to it next hour. We'll see.
All right. Well, there is.
We'll just see. I guess, people get stabbed all the time, apparently. It's not a big deal.
For not paying rent?
It's from Pittsburgh, actually. Okay. Of all places. I don't know the last time we had a story from Pittsburgh like this, but we'll just tease that ahead.
Okay. So,
there. Soccer Matters with Glenn Davis tonight, by the way.
There's a tease ahead right there.
So I have some questions for you to ask Glenn, as usual. Like, will you ask him if what I said yesterday was correct, that, like, soccer fans throwing stuff is absolutely nothing new and no big deal?
I mean, I was going to text him and see if he wanted to come on for the final segment so we don't have to make Brad go out on a sour note with, hey, man, bleep that and get him in a bad mood, but... That's up to you guys.
Yeah, but I still don't have a hey man bleep that. But yeah, no, you know what? If he wants to come on and do a little crosstalk, that'd be great.
All right.
But just see if he can. Because, you know, he is Glenn Davis. He is the soccer genius of the universe. And it's a little hard to, you know, much like Jerome, it's hard to find time for sometimes.
It is. And I've worked with Glenn before in Austin.
Oh, yeah?
He's got a Soccer Matters show in Austin, too.
He does.
He's cheating on y'all, man. Two times.
Yeah, well, I mean, listen, there's the hot chick, and then there's you guys.
Yeah.
And, you know, everybody has one. It's okay.
Well done.
Everybody's doing it.
Well done. Even Evelina Medina, too. All right, when we come back here on the Blitz, the Houston Astros back at it. First pitch from Fenway Park a little bit more than 15 minutes from now. We'll set the stage for that three-game series against the Sox. Up next, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Your home for sports. ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Real fun sports.